Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Weezy, I think it's time we changed our furniture.
Why? What's wrong with our furniture?
It's all brand new.
I think you've been working too hard, George.
You don't understand. Look at this auction catalog. Antiques, Weezy. Antiques. That's what we need.
Why do we need an old table full of wormholes?
Because them wormholes mean money.
Well, if they mean money, then we must have been millionaires when we lived in Harlem.
Termite holes don't count. You gotta have them kind made by the French worms. They got class, because they've been dead a long time.
Oh, boy.
Woman, what do I have to do to educate you to the fine things in life?
Well, paying $2,000 for something we don't need just because it's old isn't fine. It's dumb.
I'll tell you what's dumb, trying to argue with a stubborn woman.
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Pop. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Pop. Good morning, Lionel. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Have a seat. Thank you.
Maybe I'm stubborn, but I'm not stupid. And I wouldn't think of getting rid of new furniture for old junk.
It ain't old. It's antique. Now, you ever heard of this guy, Louis XV?
Louis XV? Does he play for the Mets?
Don't they teach you nothing in college? I mean, this guy.
Oh, Louis the 15th. He was the king of France.
Yeah, well, he was a king. He was sure a good carpenter. He made half the stuff in his catalog.
Well, if you're going to that auction, be careful.
Why?
Any little move you make could be mistaken for a bid. Scratch your nose at the wrong time and you could end up paying through it.
George, you're not really going to that auction, are you?
Sure I am. You coming with me?
Oh, no, I'm not.
All right. If you want to be surprised with what I come home with.
Okay, I'm coming with you.
That's my girl. Can't stand a few without me a minute, can you?
I just want to make sure you don't buy anything I'll be sorry for. Because if there's anything we don't need in this apartment, it's a very old, moth-eaten antique. Hello, Mother Jefferson. We were just talking about you. Won't you come in?
I don't see how you can live in a building like this. I just had a very narrow escape.
What?
Narrow escape? What happened, Mom?
The nerve of that man. I have a mind to call the police.
What man?
That dirty old man that rode up in the elevator with me.
Oh, my God. What did he do?
He called me Toots.
Hey, that's great, Ma. That means you're still a fox.
Shame on you. I think he was trying to pick me up.
Well, you know you got one of them old wiggly, jiggly walks. Maybe he just couldn't help himself.
I don't think he meant any harm.
Well, he didn't mean any good.
I don't know why you're so upset. Nothing happened.
You're right. Because I'm not that kind of a woman. And besides, I had this hat pin.
Can I get you anything, Tom?
No, thanks, dear. I'm really enjoying this cottage cheese.
Is this bothering you, Daddy?
The pancakes? Oh, of course not, Jenny. I'm having no trouble sticking to my diet. All it takes is willpower. Well, last week I would have eaten a whole stack like that.
Last week you ate two stacks like that.
Well, you are now looking at the new Tom Willis. Trim, slim, youthful.
How many pounds have you lost?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had time to get on the scales yet, but it must be at least,
Oh, well, whatever it is, I'm proud of you, Tom. That's wonderful.
Anybody home? Is that you, Uncle Bertram?
Well, make the Avon ready.
Good morning.
What's that you're eating? Cottage cheese?
Yes, would you like some?
No, I hate cottage cheese. It's supposed to be good for you.
What's wrong with things that are good for you?
Everything. It's only things that are bad for you that give you any pleasure.
Where'd you rush off to this morning?
Shopping. I ordered that carpeting for the terrace.
Well, why don't you have a cup of coffee with us?
Oh, I could use it. It's colder outside than an old maid's bed.
Here, why don't you sit down right here?
Come to think of it, it was pretty cold in that elevator, too. I met a sassy young lady on the way up. A real looker. She almost gave me the eye.
She almost gave you the eye?
Yeah, with a fist. That's because I call it toots.
Did you have any breakfast before you went out?
I never touch it. If I did, I'd start looking like my nephew here.
What do you mean?
The old beach ball. You really must be socking it away. You look as though you gained 10 pounds just since I've been here.
Don't say that.
Some people are just born to be fat, and that's that. There's nothing you can do about it. It's all in the genes. In Tom's case, it's hanging over his genes.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, it's all right, Jenny. I'm not discouraged. When I make up my mind about something, that's it. And I just made up my mind. He's right. It's in the genes. Why fight it? Thanks, Uncle Bertram.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought you something for the house.
Well, you didn't have to do that.
You should have told me that before I bought it.
Well, what is it?
Well, I decided to fall back on my 40 years of fireman, and I got you, ta-da!
Oh, a fire extinguisher. Uncle Bertram, I've been meaning to ask you, what made you decide to be a fireman?
Well, all the other men in my family were lawyers and politicians, so I decided one of us ought to do something worthwhile.
Oh, don't believe him. He just liked to put out fires.
Yeah. Our family thinks I'm the strangest corkscrew that ever lived.
Not true, Uncle Bertram. It's Helen's family that thinks you're the strangest corkscrew that ever lived.
Now, Tom, we love you, Uncle Bertram. You're the only one from either side of the family who never gave us any static when we got married.
So what? The Willis family may have been solid white, but we never had as much heart and soul in our whole bodies as you've got in that little finger.
I'll second that.
Uncle Bertram, that's beautiful.
And besides, you learn when you're a fireman. All kinds of guys can go into that smoke, but we're all the same color when we come out.
Hurry up, Wheezy. We missed the auction if you go any slower.
Don't tempt me, George.
Hey, that's for me.
Where you going?
Jenny's picking me up.
We're going to a rock concert.
Ain't you got no better way to spend your time?
Hey, you're right, Pop. Maybe we can run away and get married.
Lionel, hi, love. Mr. Jefferson, I'd like you to meet my great-uncle, Bertram.
Hi. That honky, that guy's not your great-uncle. He's your father's.
Forget it. I like a fellow that speaks his mind. In his case, it won't take long.
That's right, because you're just a visitor here. And I probably won't never see you again. Bye.
Oh, you'll be seeing each other again, I'm sure. You see, Uncle Bertram's retired, and he's staying with us for a while.
Well, that's your problem.
Oh, don't worry about Mr. Jefferson. He's always this way when he's in a good mood.
Yeah, he may be right. You know, a lot of us old guys are a problem to their families.
No, not you. I mean, hey, you're a handy man to have around the house, and you know it. Uncle Bertram is carpeting our terrace.
Hey, that's pretty classy. Indoor-outdoor carpeting on the terrace.
I bet he's charged a bundle for it, too.
It's a hobby. I'm charging zip. I get a kick out of doing something with my hands. I could do it for you, too, if you like, Sonny.
Sonny?
Well, you have to pay for it as a carpet.
Hey, that's kind of nice. Man like you still keeping active? That ain't a bad idea.
Come on, Jenny. See you, Uncle Bertram.
See ya.
Bye.
So long, Pop.
How long you figure it would take the carpet to stir?
Well, let's see.
So long, Pop. Jenny and I are going to elope now.
Yeah, yeah, have a nice time.
Well, I could do it in a day once I can start it.
A day? Good.
Okay, George, I'm ready. Oh, hello.
Louise, this is Jenny's great uncle, Bertram.
Glad to meet you. How do you do?
He's going to do some carpet work for us. Free.
What?
Well, while I'm here, I might as well measure up.
George, I'm going to take a nap.
Hiya, Tuss.
That's him. That's the masher from the elevator.
Who are you calling Tuss?
Her. I always call a pretty woman Tuss.
Listen, old man, save your Tuss for your own kind.
That's telling him, George.
Oh, now, Tuss. I hope you're not taking his side.
Of course she is. She's my mother.
Well, we can't hold that against her, can we? Beautiful, charming women often have lousy, rotten breaths.
Now, look, sir.
Oh, quiet, George. Let the man finish.
Thanks, sweetie. I'll be out on a terrace. If you want, come up and see me sometime.
Look, Mama, Weezy and I are going to the auction. Maybe you better come with us.
Don't worry about me, George. I can take care of myself.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Hey, open the door. I thought you were on my side.
Not when you get fresh. You can just stay out there until you cool off, Toots. Nobody home.
Did you drop something? Oh.
Gave me a terrible start. Shame on you. A man your age ought to know better than to act like that.
Look, Toots, if you're going to chew me out, let's go someplace where it's comfortable.
That was terrible, giving me a fight like that. Why, an old, I mean a middle-aged woman like me could have a heart attack.
Oh, not you. You're much too young for that.
Oh. Just how old do you think I am?
Well, it's hard to tell with good-looking women. You still got a lot of spring in your step.
I didn't need you to tell me that.
You must have been pretty young when you had that son of yours.
Oh, I was practically a child bride.
Really? Now, Jenny says George was 46. That would make you about...
You can sit there and gab if you want to, but I'm told, so I'm going to make myself a nice cup of hot tea.
Do you mind making that tea for two?
Well, I suppose it'll be all right. It's the only Christian thing to do.
Here, let me do that.
Now, listen, don't make yourself so much to home because you're not going to be here that long.
There's nothing like a good snort of tea to pick you up. May I?
Thank you. Well, you're finally showing some good manners.
Why not? I'm an officer and a gentleman.
You were in the army?
No, the fire department. Lieutenant, retired.
I don't know when I've tasted tea this good.
I made it with happy tea bags.
Oh, so you were a fireman. I would have worried myself sick if my husband had had a dangerous job like that. What did your wife think?
Oh, I don't know. I never had one.
Oh.
Oh, it's no great mystery. I just never found the right toots.
Well, I guess I was lucky. William and I found each other early. Lord knows we went through some times.
The depression, huh?
No, the marriage. It isn't easy being married. It was a struggle right up until the day he left me.
He left you? That's terrible.
He couldn't help it. He died.
Well, that's no excuse. Do you want some more?
I certainly would. And this time, don't be so stingy with the brandy.
You know? Well, you little devil. How come you didn't ever let on?
Well, I can play games, too.
Well, there's nothing like spin the bottle. I always say, people of prime age ought to get primed once in a while.
You know, that's exactly the way I feel myself.
When I was in the department, I had some close calls. You want to hear one?
Nope.
Good. I remember one winter, we were fighting a hotel fire over on the west side. It was so cold that the fire hoses snapped like dry macaroni.
No.
That's right. So we boiled some water and started a bucket brigade. But by the time I got to the roof to throw that water on the fire, it froze solid and it came out in one chunk and landed on my great toe. I never had such pain in my life.
Oh, my, what did you do?
Well, I hopped around on one foot for a while, and I was screaming so loud, I didn't notice where I was going, and I hopped right off the roof. I fell 15 floors.
Good heavens, what happened?
I lost both my legs.
Oh, you.
You can't believe everything I say.
Well, then how am I going to know when you are telling the truth?
There's only one way. Whenever I say what's in my heart, my eyes puddle up. Like right now. Believe this, I like you. Well, how about some more tea?
I love it. Oh!
Okay, Ralph, now push this end.
Yes, sir, this end, sir. Don't worry, sir, we got it into the elevator, and we can get it out of the elevator.
Hold it, Ralph, it ain't coming that way. Besides, you'll scratch it.
Why worry about that? You said yourself it's the scratches that makes it valuable.
Not the new scratches, the old scratches. I got an idea, Ralph. You get behind, I'll get in front.
Yes, sir.
Ready, Ralph?
Ready, sir.
Okay, when I say now, shove it. Just get behind there and push. Yes, now.
I think it's beginning to move, sir.
Be careful! This arm will cost me 1,100 bucks. If it falls and breaks, you can forget your tip.
Don't worry, sir. If it does fall, I'll throw my body between it and the floor. Now it's moving. Now it's moving.
Now it's really stuck.
Something's wrong with the elevator. I just ran up all 12 flights. Luckily, I'm in tip-top condition. All that morning jogging really pays off. Otherwise, I never could have done it with such ease. Why are you all standing out here?
George is redecorating the elevator.
Oh, I say, what a magnificent armoire.
Yeah, but it's stuck in the elevator.
So it is. So it is. But I can readily see what the problem is.
You can't?
Certainly. Just one little effort in the right direction should do the trick. There. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but we were trying to get it out of the elevator.
Aha. That's another problem entirely. However, I think...
Alice!
Well, if there's nothing else, sir, I'll better be getting back to my post.
Hold it!
Sir?
I'm holding you responsible for that armor. I want it out of that elevator and in my apartment.
But, sir, if the two of us couldn't handle it, how can you expect me... No problem, sir. I'll carry it up the stairs if I have to.
That's what I call throwing good money after bad.
I love China.
How come you left the radio on in the kitchen?
We don't have a radio in the kitchen.
What?
June or July, winter,
oh, time to love. What the hell's going on in here?
Oh, George is having a nice cup of tea, and we're having such a wonderful time, aren't we, Bertram?
You can bet your BVDs, kiddo.
Okay, the party's over. Get your hat. Bye. Out.
Oh, George, leave them alone. They're just having fun.
It ain't fun trying to get my mother drunk.
Oh, yes, it is, George.
Now, Mama, you ought to know better than that.
George, your mother have a right to pick her own friends.
You keep out of this, Louisa. I can talk for myself. George, I got a right to have picked my own friend. And right now, my friend and I are going out for a bite to eat.
Mama, no, you shouldn't hang around with this guy. What are you seeing him anyhow?
We have a lot in common.
Like what?
We are both old.
Oh.
Let's go, Toots.
Weezy, tell me, where did I go wrong with Mama?
Look at it this way, George. You're not losing a mother. You're gaining an antique.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.